sixth episode of the Stompodcast. I'm your host, Brian, and this is my lovely wife, Tanya. She is my co-host for this evening.
And every evening.
And every evening. You know, we make so many podcasts. We make podcasts that we don't ever publish. And we make podcasts while we're driving down the road. This just happens to be one that we happen to record. So, what would you like to talk about this evening, Tanya?
I don't know. Well, I'm sure we can find something.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting.
Did you know that Zac Efron dropped a condom at the award show?
Which award show?
But I was watching my ticker get spanked.
Your ticker?
Was that not funny?
No, I didn't get it. Oh, is it like something that rotates or something? Yeah. Oh, yeah. I see.
I don't know how to make it move.
That's all right.
Red carpet at... Here, let me click
okay. Well, see, that's not as bad. I immediately went to like it was a used condom. But it's just like one he was planning on using.
Yeah.
Who gives a shit? Dude had a condom. I'm happy for him. He's like an adult. He's 24 years old. He can drop a condom.
Okay. Well, we covered that then.
We've covered that.
Zach can drop a condom.
If he wants to. I mean, you know, who cares?
Or accidentally. If he didn't want to.
I don't know why we're talking, why the internet's worried about it. You know, I guess because it's... Although, I will tell this story. I used to work as a human resource rep, we'll
used
say.
Used to work as a human resource.
As a human resource. And back when we could manufacture in this country and we didn't farm it out to Japan or
China. Lord, we're getting heavy.
Are we?
I don't know.
Talk about NAFTA? Did I talk about NAFTA?
Let's do.
Let's don't. So...
What?
I was just going to talk about
people might need a nap.
I was just going to talk about the day that somebody...
That's our new segment. Let's talk about NAFTA.
Seriously, the first time I ever saw a Doobie. Not the Doobie, not one of the Doobie Brothers, not Michael McDonald or one of the 12 other Doobies that were in that What's Happening episode when that black guy was... Not to say he could have been a white guy.
But he wasn't.
But he wasn't. And he had conned Rerun in the tape in the Doobie Brothers. Well, this
now,
comes up every episode.
Well, I know. Well, we need to find new ways to talk about that show.
That particular episode. Because we just watched it.
And can I say this? You know how... This does sound like I shouldn't be talking about it. But, you know, a lot of times people get up in the air when there's a show on TV and it doesn't have a black person in it.
Mm-hmm.
Was there ever a white person in that show?
In What's Happening?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Okay. All right, then. Let's move on.
I'm sure there were. But I don't remember.
It's not off the top of your brain.
Well, the Doobies. And they're all white. And there were like 15 of them.
Okay.
When they were
That's
trying to get out of...
probably makes up for every episode there wasn't a white person in.
When they were in the Shirley's restaurant... And they were trying to get out of there. Every place they turned was a Doobie Brother. Worldwide.
That's true.
But anyways, I wasn't even talking about that. What I was talking about is when that dude, the first time I ever saw a marijuana joint, we'll say, was when this dude dropped one in my office.
Oh, tell this story.
And then he came back looking for it, but he was... He didn't mention it, like, you know, hey, I lost a joint.
Yeah. I lost something in your office.
Right. Somebody else had already picked it up, and I don't know what happened to it.
You do know what happened to it. You found it, and you turned it in.
No, I didn't turn it in. I didn't pick it up. Some other dude did. We won't say his name.
Love him.
Thought it was the funniest thing.
What was his joke?
I'm sure he took care
what
of that later.
What was Willard's sex joke he used to say?
When I whispered his name to you, It was for you not to say it out loud.
Oh. Did I say the whole thing?
No.
Okay. Willard from Footloose.
Who I also used to work with. I worked as a human resource rep. He used to say that, some nights at 3 a.m., he would just roll over and flare that thing out. Talking about his wife's
vagina.
That's what I was going to say, but I was trying to be classy.
Flare that thing out. Why do I find that funny?
Well, me and a buddy of mine that I told that story to discussed whether it was flare, F-L-A-R-E, or flower, F-L-O-W.
I think it was flare.
I do too. You flare something. Like you flare your jets or something. You know. Like your peacock feathers.
That is golden. That is golden.
That is in the vault.
It's out of the vault.
It's out of the vault.
For you three people that are listening.
It's for public consumption.
Because Cindy's trying to find us.
Right. We can't figure out how to
Amanda has listened.
If you tried to download us in iTunes, it don't work because I don't know how to use the internet.
Eventually it'll work.
Yeah, whatever.
And then Billy. We have to see. I like Billy. To say this because people will be like,
"That's three they listeners."
They said, "I know we're moving up."
Right.
I feel good because I thought it was just gonna be two. That'd be me and you. We actually have five listeners. We have five listeners.
I know.
Oh me.
I was gonna talk about something. What was it?
I don't know.
It had something to do with, I don't know. Dead air. We can't have
okay,
that.
Okay, Katy Perry, Love or Hate.
Love.
Do you?
I love that fireworks song, and all her other songs. I don't like her. Is that can I not like her but like her music maybe? Mm-hmm.
Tell me why you don't like her.
She's just, I don't know. I don't dislike her.
I don't like about her.
It just
her.
Seems like she's trying to, she's always.
She's trying.
Yeah.
Trying. That's it.
Right. Well, there's that weird thing, like her parents are like super religious and then she tries to be not super religious, but then she doesn't want to appear not Miss Next Door or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then this whole weird Russell Brand thing, and here he comes up in the podcast again. But anyways, they split up, which I predicted.
You know what? He's probably going to be famous now.
You think? and then she goes to the Super Bowl wearing that.
I just did my female version of the Burt Reynolds laugh.
Ridiculous costume. That is it. Yeah, I like to hear it. But she did, what else did she do? I know she did that Baby I'm a Firework song, which that's my jam, if you didn't know. But I was just going to look up some of her other songs that I know I liked, and I can't think of. Because that ain't even my favorite
That's not your favorite.
That's not my favorite Perry song.
I'm going to beat you. Okie dokie.
You know, and I don't own a single song of hers.
You are so gay with Katy Perry. Why is gay an insult? What's that mean?
Well, it shouldn't be.
I know, but is that a song?
You're gay. Hello, everyone, and welcome to my channel. If you've ever made a video before, you've gotten a comment that's like, "You're gay. You're a fag. Your videos are just so gay."
Why are they wearing sunglasses and a backwards hat?
Talk about that.
Because he's ashamed that he's
gay.
Stupid.
Such a bad name. Like, I'm not gay. I'm going to get this out of here. I'm asexual. I don't like male or female. But why did someone want to say the word?
Look.
Dude, can I just go down to the first comment just to see what it is? All right. All you people have commented here with dumbass comments about.
Mm,
I can't say that.
You can never read the comments on the internet. I just don't like, don't wear your baseball hat backwards. You know, just that's a pet peeve of mine. Unless you're a hind catcher or you're 8 and under, don't wear your baseball hat backwards. And this has been a public service announcement from your Uncle B. But she did California Girls, which I remember everybody, there was like all these, I don't know how that song goes, but when everybody was like, they were making like, I can't even talk.
Okay, this is exactly what somebody should have said to him. No offense, you try too hard, bro.
Yeah.
That's it.
But the California Girls, that was a big hit, but they were all like these parodies. Every state did a parody. Wow. There's another Katy Perry song I know, and I'm not finding it. So you never beat me to that, by the way.
I know. What I'm just sitting here thinking is this is another place where somebody had the inner dialogue and then they took it to Facebook.
Yeah.
You know, they're having their inner dialogue on Facebook. It's like, I'm gonna come out and I'm gonna make a video of why gay shouldn't be an insult, and I'm just gonna wow everybody with my intellect. I think we've already figured all that out a long time ago. Part of me, the one that got away, last Friday night, hot and cold.
Hot and cold.
Okay.
That's another one of my jams. Let me play a little of it.
No, let me.
Oh, you're playing it already. Just skip to the chorus. As they say on The Simpsons, get to the good part. Like all her songs, it's used in those movies you make me go see.
Now let me. I've heard that.
Hot in your cold, yes. It's in one of our Dance Revolution Wii games.
That's probably how I know it.
Yeah, could be.
Because I don't listen to
No. Well, that's where I'm going with this.
We'll go there with it.
I'm going to go there with it. All these rom-coms that we go see, they wear her songs out. Because they're big. They go boom, really big.
They go hot and they go cold.
Yeah. So
they go in and they go out.
I'm going to Google up hot and cold soundtrack, and it'll be in 3 rom-coms that we've seen.
I'm excited to see this.
But what I'm going to say is, yes, you drag me to these rom-coms, but hey, I'm gonna be up front with you. I like a lot of them. I've got no problem with rom-coms.
And you know, it's the same format.
Yes.
I mean, is that what I mean to say?
Right, but look.
It goes the same way every time, but I guess because there's a lot of bad shit in the world, sometimes you're just excited to see it.
And what?
You're excited to see them. It starts raining, and then they're standing in the rain, but then they get back together when it's not raining.
Yeah. The Ugly Truth. How many times have we seen The Ugly Truth?
What is that?
It's got that guy that's ugly, and he was in 300. Okay. Gerard Butler.
We'd say Gerald.
And that girl that was in Knocked Up. Butler. Was she in Knocked Up? Was she the girl in Knocked Up?
Yes.
Okay. Thinks she's too good for movies, or too good for TV, or whatever she thinks she's too good for. She thinks she's too good for things.
I can't get her.
Yeah, well.
Because that's the way they talk about her.
And what is one of my things? In all these movies, they always play some sort of TV producer. And they're too busy to have a man. And yet, then they have a man, or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
All right,
You do make that argument.
I do. And so, that's what she plays. And she's like a producer of some sort of Oprah person. And who's the Oprah person in that? That like...
I don't even remember.
Maybe Diane Keaton, maybe.
He ends up being that.
Yeah. Maybe I'm thinking, I'm mixing them up my movies. Diane Keaton's in that other movie with the other producer that's in a rom-com.
Amy Adams.
Amy Adams, yeah. Or Rachel McAdams. I get them confused.
It's all the same.
Right. So, anyways. Hot and Cold, that's on the soundtrack to, what did I just say? Okay. Ugly Truth with Gerard Butler. And, the girl from Knocked Up. And I don't really care for that movie. But what I'm going, like Green Lantern, or what was the big hit movie last year? I'm not talking about the.
You're asking me. Somebody that can't remember last
week. The good movies. But, you know, it's like they're not any more formulaic. Captain America. I like Captain America. But is it any less formulaic than, say, a. Whatever, rom-com, buddy.
I don't know.
But, you know, so I dig those.
I'm not helping you.
As long as people, you know, I laugh once or twice, you know, there's some little uplifting.
You know, thing it doesn't even, to us, it doesn't even matter if we laugh once or twice, just as long as we're not feeling like we need to watch something sweet and nice after it's
right,
over with.
Right. As long as, yeah, I'm not scared that the boogeyman's going to get me, you know, or it doesn't remind me of how bad the world is, you know. So, Hot and Cold, that's a good Katy Perry jam, along with Firework, because, baby, I'm a firework. I will show you what I'm worth.
Sounds like you said Katy Perry.
Katy Perry. That's how we say it in the South. Katy Perry. Katy Perry. Katy Perry. Katy Perry.
South?
I don't know.
You're going off the deep end.
I don't even know what I'm saying.
Cheering.
So, you know, here was what I was going to ask you.
Okay.
Name 5 internet sites that you could not do without.
Okay.
Websites.
Can it be blogs?
But don't go into details. I don't care about...
A Beautiful Mess.
All right. That's your own personal blog.
That's not my personal blog.
Oh, okay. Yours is a beautiful pure roof. Okay. It used to be.
That blog. I love that blog. And I really hate to say this because it's probably like the Inquirer of blogs, but Faded Youth blog.
Yeah.
That's another place. Yeah. 5 I got a name.
Yeah, 5. That's 5's everything. It's like...
Facebook.
Yeah. That's 3. Right.
Yeah. I don't know. What do I visit a lot? Lottie. Are you gonna name some too?
I guess. I don't know, I was trying to fill time.
Apartment Therapy.
Mm-hmm.
It's everything I go to is a blog.
Is that still a thing?
Mm-hmm. Is Amazon? Is
that Amazon.
I buy a lot of shit. And Etsy, do those two count?
Amazon is the shit. That's my Walmart right there.
I want to tell you.
I don't use it, but
I
like it.
Anybody that doesn't do Amazon Prime just doesn't buy from Amazon because it's like the coolest thing ever.
Yeah.
You get all the free movies.
Yeah, but what I don't like about that.
It's worth that alone because if you go to Netflix and you do the free movies on Netflix, streaming Netflix, that's $8 a month.
I guess we should count
and
Netflix.
8 times 12 is?
Because we watch the shit
out of
Netflix.
What's 8 times 12?
I don't know. It's 96?
I never was good with my 12s.
Is it 96?
I think so. And you get Amazon Prime for like $70, and they pretty much are interchangeable.
Wait, so $96? I thought it was less than that.
No, Netflix Prime is like $70 a year.
Right.
$70-something.
You mean Amazon Prime?
Yes, what did I say?
Netflix Prime. Is that a thing?
Well, I don't think so.
What do you get with Netflix Prime?
You get
the racy movies?
You do. You get, what's that one movie that has...
Dingleberries?
It's just like straight up sex.
Dingleberries.
Nine songs? I think that's it.
What's that one where that dude tries to fillet himself?
Short Bus.
Short Bus. Short Bus is shits. It's not really.
Let's see what it says about Nine songs.
Do not Google.
In London, England, love blooms between an American college student named Lisa and a British glaciologist
named That's not a thing. Nobody's a glaciologist.
Over the next few months, they could have made him something simpler.
Netflix.
Attending rock
architect.
Concerts.
Let's just read glaciologist as architect.
The two lovers have intense sexual encounters. And or I am not lying. Now, if you guys haven't, if you have free Netflix, you need to watch Nine Songs if you want to get it on hot and heavy.
Let me tell you.
When you're watching that, because it's real straight up sex, it may as well be porn.
Right.
You are going to.
Right.
You're going to get a little warm and tingly down there.
Can we turn it on now? And in the podcast
and
early.
And then you're going to be like, I don't know. I feel so dirty.
That's dirty with an R-D.
Short. That's a U-R-D.
D-U-R-D-Y.
Best.
Dirty.
Let's see. We'll go to IMDb on Short Bus 2006. A group of New Yorkers get caught up in their romantic sexual...
Look.
How do you even say that?
Milieu. It's French.
You read it then.
Milieu. Converge in an underground salon. Infamous for its blend of art, music, politics, and carnality. Really?
And the one thing they leave out is that everybody in the movie is having sex. And in the movie, they're really having sex.
Oh, man.
Penises are going in and out of vaginas.
Do not watch that unless you are...
And mouths.
Do not watch that unless you are really cool with... Just, you know, stuff, like, happening. Because, like, look, here's
the... If you're a virgin, you might get a little freaked out.
Avoid the Short Bus. Do not Google rusty trombone, because that happens in this movie.
Does it?
Does it not? There's some trombone playing in that movie. I know there is.
There's some self-tromboning.
Yeah, it leads with that. This is a tip of the iceberg, but there's some trombone playing. Do you know what?
Me throw this out there.
Mm-hmm.
We own this movie.
We
don't
do?
Move it on.
Why do we own it? Is it in a box somewhere? Everything we own is in a box somewhere.
That's right.
But I mean, what I mean is, why do we own it? I know we've seen it.
You know, I think I bought it just because it was just so out there. I was like,
it's brave. It's brave. It's out there. It's like, this is who I am. I'm going to fillet myself at the start of this movie.
I am. And then I'm going to use that to explore other whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. There's like a, isn't that the movie where they have the remote control, you know? And then somebody else gets the remote.
No, that's Katherine Heigl and something.
We're back to the rom-coms.
We are.
That's isn't it in Short Bus, though? Something Mm-mm. like that? No.
Let's see. That's that same movie. That's the one with Gerard Depardieu. Gerard Depardieu-Butler.
Depardieu-Butler.
That's him.
His mouth's funny.
It goes sideways.
Yeah.
He needs a beard.
Yeah. Well, exactly. I didn't notice it in 300. I'm like.
Mm-hmm. Oh, in 300, I wanted to.
It was hard to get past the abs. Right. I can't blame you.
I wanted to Nine Songs him. here's the thing. Let's just make this point.
Can we just make Nine Songs a euphemism for getting known?
Okay, we can.
All right.
But let me just say this. To all you people out there that need a little porn, but you're ashamed. You just can't do straight up porn. Watch Nine Songs. or watch Short Bus, and you get the whole thing. You get all that. And then you can just act like you just watched a regular movie.
I don't know about the Short Bus, though. Unless, it's just a lot of dude on dude. I don't
remember much of it. It's a lot of people on people.
Right. There's a lot of that. Have you seen that movie, Eyes Wide Open?
But if you want a two-on-two, if you just want two people getting it on, nine songs will do it for you.
And it is nine songs, right? They play nine songs. It's a very short movie.
Yeah. It is. It's not so... It, you know, I was going to say it's not that short. But, you know, it just... Some people may be different than us. It might not be long enough. We like the Liz. We prefer the Liz Lemon way.
Yes. what is it? Only on Saturdays and over. It's never. What is the quote?
You gotta look that up.
Yeah.
We're pleasuring ourselves right now.
I'm not pleasuring ourselves.
Well, we think we're funny. That's what we do.
Fast and only on Saturdays. It's perfect.
There you go. Okay, I'm at 10 minutes and 3 minutes.
Might want to turn the audio off. Can you hit your mute?
Why would I do that?
Well, because...
That's nine songs.
I know, but... Hey, would you quit? This is a family podcast.
That's probably after the first song.
I think we need to hit pause on our podcast.
That's quick.
That's song number one. Is there a story?
Yeah, two people have sex. A lot.
They gotta go to a concert. I remember that. Yeah, I remember that part there. If you could just let's don't watch this movie now.
Excuse us, we're gonna cut off for a minute. I'm just kidding.
When the podcast does have a pause button. And we're back.
How far along are we?
26 minutes.
We got some time. We got some more time we got to kill.
All right. You gotta quit this because I can't podcast with all this going on. Okay, we get it.
It's just a little bit over an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now what else are we going to talk about?
But Nip, we were talking about the top five blog, or top five.
You didn't tell yours.
No, but you didn't tell yours. But I'm guessing Netflix really needs to be one.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, we both can't live without Netflix. And it is a website. Mm-hmm. Did you know? Let's look Google that up. What? Netflix. They say Netflix is like.
Can you keep talking about like a potty?
Yeah. Okay. Netflix is like the percentage of the internet. Download. Yeah, internet traffic. Here it is. This is according to the world. Netflix is now the largest single source of internet traffic in North America.
All hail.
And the 29.7% of peak downstream traffic is Netflix. And we're Netflix users, but I mean, that's just amazing. And I hope you can hear that. That was
straight out of Archie Bunker.
That's what a trailer flush sounds like. It's not like a normal flush. It's a trailer one.
Okay. But, and I'm back.
And you're back. But yeah, so Netflix would be one. You said Faded Youth. You said something about beautiful blogging.
And I said Etsy.
And you said Etsy.
And I said Amazon.
And Amazon. So that's five. I got to go Amazon and Netflix. That's two for me. You said Facebook. So really you're up to six now.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So I overstepped my bounds.
Yeah. And as much as I get I never post on Facebook. I always go there just to see what's going on with people. It's good for that. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I guess Google for me or my Google homepage because that's where my email is. And
you have to Google yourself.
I Google. I have like a Twitter. So Twitter is kind of intertwined with
You're
that.
Big on Twitter.
Yeah, I'm trying to be.
I thought I would never get involved in Facebook, that it would Twitter would always be better for me than Facebook. And I got sucked in. I don't even know how to even talk about that. Let's move on to something else.
Yeah, well, I was just trying to share mine, but I don't really know. It's like, I don't know. As much time as I spend online, I don't know where it's all going. It seems like the same 3 or 4 website circle.
Your sister's posted a new picture of the babies.
Yep.
Oh, how cute is that?
That is.
Look at Riley.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, couldn't you eat her up?
Yeah.
She's a little turd.
Yeah.
Brian has 1 nephew and 2 nieces, and the middle child, Riley, the niece, is evil.
Yeah, she's mean.
She is evil. Brian's mom tells this story about she was playing with Camden's toys or something, and then he took it back and says, like, you know, I'm doing this and I need it because it's all goes together or whatever. Mm-hmm. And she acted like she was cool with it, and then she walked off, and then she turned around, went back, knocked it all over. She is evil.
She is.
Evil cute, though.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've got one of our nieces in the state tournament this week. We're going to go watch her play ball on Wednesday. We're going to take off a day and go eat at our favorite restaurant in Murfreesboro.
Soul food.
Yeah, to Clearview. Get some chicken and some hot water cornbread and some sweet tea. And
some peach cobbler.
I don't know if I'm going to have any peach cobbler.
I didn't make you.
You didn't include me in that.
I said me.
Oh, yeah.
That's all my business.
Yeah, because you won't get the greens, will you?
No.
You won't get the greens. Mm-hmm. I'll get the greens and the
corn. My dad taught me to eat greens with ketchup on them.
Do you get the corn?
No. Not so much.
So what do you get as your vegetables?
Some sort of peas, black-eyed peas or something.
Those are good. I ain't besmirching you the peas. That's good. That's a good pick.
What else do I get?
There's mac and cheese. That's a favorite.
I don't know.
It's all right.
But I usually do get peas.
Yeah. I don't know how you don't get that cream corn. And the fried chicken.
I have gotten cream corn.
Maybe I'll get the chitterlings this time.
You won't.
Chitlins.
You won't.
I won't because it's like a special order and it just freaks me out. I'd rather just make it myself easy.
We like to joke. Okay, we went to Clearview the first time.
Yep.
I'm going to tell a story, and you're going to hate me that I say it. I want to tell it. It's funny. We went to Clearview the first time, and it's a soul food restaurant. And we went in, and we had no idea what to do. So we went in, we grabbed a table, we sit down. And we sit there for, it seems like forever. It probably wasn't, but it seemed like forever. We were waiting on somebody to come out and ask us what we wanted. And then we realized it was buffet because when we got there, people were all seated. Nobody was doing anything.
Yeah.
And then people started coming in and going through the line. And we were like, oh, duh, I guess we're supposed to go up there and get our own food.
Right.
And we joked at how when we left, the people probably like, these crazy white people. They thought we were going to wait on them.
Yeah.
But so we figured out how to do it. And now we know you go. And if anybody else goes there, you know, don't go sit down and get a table. You'll look like a fool like we did.
All right.
And we did. We look like a fool. But their food's awesome. Oh, my gosh. It's awesome. My grandmother compared it to her mom's food. And if anybody knows how that goes in families, you don't compare your family's cooking to somebody else's unless it's, like, stinking good. So, it's good.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. We went and saw Kayla in the regionals.
Right.
And just imagine you're playing basketball. You and your best friend in the whole wide world are playing basketball against just you two, against another couple of people. and your friend is not, they're messing you up. They're not getting you what you need out of the whole situation. And they throw you the ball, and you just like set, barely touches your hands, and you throw it back at them because you're so pissed off that they're doing it wrong. Imagine that.
Again.
That happened in the game. Kayla got mad and threw the ball. Somebody threw the ball to her, and she threw it right back at him in a second's notice, and it was funny as hell. I never would imagine that would happen, like, in a real ball game in front of people.
Yeah, it was very, a personal thing, and it's impossible to describe.
You had to see it. Yeah. It was funny, though. And that's how Kayla is. Like, she is like her dad, and she has her rules, and you're supposed to live by them. That's how my brother is. And I mean, I'm not saying that in a bad way. That's just their thing, you know? And it's fun. That was funny. I was blown away. I've never seen anybody ever in my life act like that in a ball game.
Well, you know, it's a Walking Dead time.
Oh, my gosh. Is it time to quit so we can watch it?
Yeah, I think actually you're probably going to have to do like last week and watch the last one. It's like 35. You'll have to watch like the 10 o'clock the next, because they show it like two or three times or whatever. And I don't it's watch good. It.
I think I discussed it, but I don't think I discussed it on here why I watch Walking Dead.
Because of your son, our son.
Mm-hmm. Me and Lance, we have lunch together like 3 or 4 times a week. Mm-hmm. And because he lives in a distant town far away, and well, we kind of did it anyway, but we were at lunch one day, and we were sitting there, and we were together however long you have lunch, and we hadn't hardly talked at all, and he goes, "Mom, you need to start watching Walking Dead so we have something to talk about," and so I did.
That's nice of you, but you actually dig it. But I did. Then really, I love it. Really, if you can just get you to watch something,
you like. I always like it.
Right. This is a trick with you.
I know. I'm so easy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm easy breezy.
Like Sunday morning.
Oh.
You going to talk about
you
that?
You did not bring that up.
I did, too.
Okay, I was on. Well, no, I actually checked my Hotmail box, and it had up-and-coming stuff going on iTunes. You know, you get your little emails.
Mm-hmm. Pinterest.
And Pinterest. And
we talked about that.
I know. And they had a Lionel Richie with, oh my gosh. Let me find it.
Willie Nelson.
And I thought, well, that's kind of cool. Then I went and listened to it and immediately spent my 69 cents and downloaded it. It's actually 69 cents right now if people ever want to download it.
I was a huge Commodores fan back in the day.
This is way better than Commodores, though.
I had my underoos on. And this was my jam right here.
This song?
1978. I'm wearing my underoos. I'm staying in the projects with my Aunt Sandy.
What kind of underoos?
Aquaman. Let's Google them up. Wait, would that put me on like the child of whatever? I don't know. Aquaman.
You might be listed after this.
Aquaman under.
Is Aquaman one word?
It is, yeah.
You didn't know
don't,
that.
Don't unnerd me.
You're going to be blacklisted on the nerds.
This is what I
was. You had made. That on? Oh, I want to picture you in that now.
Do you know where the Solana projects are?
Yes.
All right. Down here below the. Where City Hall used to be, where the water plant is.
Yeah.
All right. Sandy had a.
Listen to that harmonica.
Yeah. That's Willie.
What's better than the first version?
I had the Captain America too, just so you know.
Oh, is Willie coming in?
This could easily be a picture of me and my cousin.
Cute. Is that Shia LaBeouf?
No. I don't know. But yeah,
that's killer. That's gonna be on an album. What did I read? It was called. I cannot remember. But anyway, that's the only song out on that album right now.
Yeah.
It's killer though.
You know, I love. Like I said, I love the Commodores, and then Lionel went solo, and I just didn't care for him as much. I didn't have the Hulk under roofs, and here's why. I like to pretend that I'm whatever underwear I'm sporting. So,
and you would have had to rip them into pieces.
Right. And look, if you look at the Hulk under roofs, it's just a picture of the Hulk on there.
What is that about?
And so, for it to really be the Hulk, it would have had to been a green, just green.
Okay.
And then purple panties.
Okay, you have to tell your Long Ranger story.
Okay, and then we'll end the podcast because we're getting near. Back in the day,
This was before Lionel Richie.
This is before Lionel Richie. We're talking the early 70s, mid 70s, or whatever. I loved watching, you know, whatever. No, Lone Ranger, that's a favorite show. And we had a black and white TV. This is before.
Oh my gosh.
Color TVs. And, and if you've ever seen the Lone Ranger show,
it might have been before you had a color TV.
Yes, let's make that clear. It was definitely color TVs were invented. We just didn't have it in our house,
and that was before you were trying to watch Skinamax between.
That's another story. We'll save that for the next podcast. It's funny. I'll tell it. So. Lone Ranger. Hey, there were no color episodes in Lone Ranger. Yeah, they made some color movies or whatever. They're complete garbage, I guess. I don't know. But the show, Lone Ranger, it's black and white. But I have no idea. And so my brain kind of fills in. I don't know what it does. But anyways, we go to Holt's department store, the Five and Dime. And I want a Lone Ranger costume. Well, they have one. But the Lone Ranger costume is a light blue color. And I'm like, that's wrong. I want the Lone Ranger costume. I'm like, this is all we have. It's light blue. I go, but his costume is gray. I will not wear this. And so we didn't get, for my Halloween costume, the Lone Ranger costume.
Because it wasn't right.
Because it wasn't right. It was light blue. And everybody knows the Lone Ranger costume is gray.
And black.
And it's gray and black. Black, like,
because charcoal.
Charcoal. Because I saw it on a black and white show, and so I imagined that it was gray. And really and truly, it should have been gray. I mean, come on, who wants? Oh, but this is just ridiculous. Light blue, it looks stupid. But in the movies, it's light blue.
More like a big baby,
right? Like, yeah, baby blue. It's just no. It should have been gray, like it was in my brain. But so yeah, I didn't go as Lone Ranger that year. I went as probably Superman. I used to dress as Superman. I would take an old ratty red towel, put red underwear on over my jeans, my dark blue jeans, stuff my jeans into my red socks, and then I had...
When you said stuff your jeans, I was thinking like Tom Jones, stuff your jeans with a sock.
No, I didn't, didn't it? And then I would run around and, you know, let people laugh at me. Just neighbors.
It's like Sky.
Yeah, it does. I quit that after a while. After enough people made fun of me.
Are you saying he didn't?
Right. I'm just saying he's tougher than I am.
Yeah.
Whereas I was like, oh.
Skylar is our son.
Right.
Yeah.
He can handle somebody making fun of him, or I will revert into a turtle shell and quit. And with that, this has been the episode of the Eric-Cast.
You didn't say what you do on video.
And if this was on video, you know what I would do?
I'd love to know what you would do.
I'd go.
You'd sing 9 songs.
I'd go, hi, hi, hi. No. I was going to do Fat Albert, because I don't know when it came up on this thing. I would go, thunder, thunder, Thundercats.
You could do that.
Oh, sound only. But yeah, but I'm holding my arm up and I've got a sword in it. And then.
Well, you didn't say that.
Yeah. So I would.
Explain to our visually challenged listeners.
I would do like the little intro to Thundercats where I would hold up my sword and I would go thunder, thunder, Thundercats. I'm trying to get to the end of it. Oh, that was a boss cartoon.
It's not funny.
They remade it. It's supposed to be pretty good. I don't know, but it's somewhere in there where they go thunder. Ooh, there it was, Thundercats Ho, where he goes. Thundercats Ho. Well, boy, this has been a sucky ending. There's Chitara. It'd be wrong if.
Ariel Cascat.
This has been the Steam Powered Thundercats.
Ariel Cats.
Yeah. And it's a little different than Voltron, but, you know, it's like you're gathering all your Thundercats together. Because you're going to fight. This was a cartoon that come on at night.
You know what's happening right now?
Cartoons didn't come on at night when I was a kid.
You know what's happening right now?
Mm-mm.
All the nerds are jumping on board and we're ending. They're like, all right. Like they're just tuning in.
Talking about Thundercats.
They're just tuning in.
From beyond any known galaxy.
Snarf. He was the worst thing.
Thunder.
That's what
that
I
right
do.
There.
That's what I do. And we end it now.
That was good. Yeah, I think we had two good ones.
Did we? I'm still recording.